What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
This is really genocide, straight up political Zionism. Israel is all made up. Go back to the 1800s, late 1800s. In Europe, wanted a jewel and fake info, I don't want it. Think you the man, invaded land with people already on it. Independence Day for Zionists, fake info, I don't want it. No woman to really nurture, force will be hit with torture. Of is not real, 3,000 civilians killed. Since July, 567 children taken out, no health care. Hospital get bombed as well. Put your fist up, I want them to understand. For there is solidarity for New York to Palestine. We fight automatically. Forgot the strip, West Bank, Golden Heights, and the rest of it. One thing you must know, USA play a part of it. War before international law, occupying became illegal. Show how they taking over land, colonizing people. In my mind, Palestine is free. No step for war, but equality. In my mind, Gaza is free, Gaza is you, Gaza is me. So we fight when we represent, represent. Born when we have to, represent, represent. Light when we have to, represent, represent. Had a role in the genocide, middle finger to my president.
All these people are dying, all these homes are bombed. Millions of families affected, now do you get the message? Now's the time to act, they know what they did. Fist up in the sky, everyone stand up. Now it's time to fight, fight till you get our rights. Fight till you see the light, fight for the next generation. That what matters the most, no matter what any cost. Let the whole world know that I'm doing this for Gaza. Doing this for me, doing this for my whole entire family. Peace after this revolution, not to sell your soul, not to be a friend. I'm showing you that I'm not less than human. Let the whole world know that we went down fighting, not slaving to the system. So Gaza, Palestine, everyone that supports, get together, fight to see tomorrow, a brighter day for the future. Fist up in the sky, and go.
In my mind, Palestine is free, no step for war, but equality. In my mind, Gaza is free, Gaza is you, Gaza is me. So we fight when we represent, represent. Born when we have to, represent, represent. Light when we have to, represent, represent. Had a role in the genocide, middle finger to my president. In my mind, Palestine is free, no step for war, but equality. In my mind, Gaza is free, Gaza is you, Gaza is me. So we fight when we represent, represent. Born when we have to, represent, represent. Light when we have to, represent, represent. Had a role in the genocide, middle finger to my president.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Prince Akeem. That was their song, Land Back, featuring M-So, produced by Ock Beats. So now we're going to be giving a call to Patrick Hilsman, who is going to be, who has been in Syria. He's a journalist, and he also has a show on Radio Free Brooklyn called The Apocalcast. And he's going to tell me a little bit about what he thinks about Syria and some of the protests that I'm going to be covering today. Actually, I'm just discovering things right now about some of the groups that organized the emergency anti-war action that I attended on Friday. I'm still going to be playing the speeches from it and making my comments on it, but I feel like this will be definitely really interesting. Here we go. We're going to give him a call. And you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name's Duke.
What's up?
Helly, can you hear me?
Hey.
Okay, so I was just informing the people who are listening that that you were telling me about these groups that organized this protest, this action that I went to on Friday, where I heard a lot of different speeches. So what are you saying exactly? So tell me, why don't you just tell me what you think?
If you're talking about Hands Off Syria specifically?
Sure, go ahead.
Absolute, complete liar frauds that pretend to talk about things, pretend to know about things that they have no idea about. They have frequently described Syria's rescue workers as terrorists, as Al-Qaeda members. Those people are not terrorists. They claim that nobody
Who do they claim as terrorists?
The rescue workers in Syria, the white helmets.
Oh, okay.
They casually refer to them as Al-Qaeda. They're not. They claim that the videos that those rescue workers film are staged. The videos are not staged.
And the rescue workers are the people actually trying to help, not people trying to bomb or anything.
Actually trying to help.
Like helping people get food, helping people get shit.
Sure. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a fucking war zone. So I'm sure there's some people who are rescuers who are also scumbags who fight for someone else. Like, just like everywhere else in the world. You know, nobody's completely pure. But the way that they've characterized it is absolutely a fucking lie. Basically, and they will claim that there are no independent testimonials of what it's like inside Aleppo.
Mm-hmm.
Completely false. I've been to Aleppo 3 times. I'm an American. I went in 2012, 2013, and 2014. I also went to Syria again in 2015. I've been at White Helmets facilities. I just showed up unannounced, and people were there practicing and repairing some of their vehicles and digging a well. So they were very busy. They weren't staging anything. I've been inside Aleppo with them at the site of a barrel bombing, right as they were digging through the rubble. Now, I don't know if there was anyone trapped under the rubble at that point, but either way, that shit needs to be cleared. So it's an important civic responsibility that they're carrying out. They weren't waiting for me. They weren't staging anything. I just showed up unannounced, a foreigner right in the middle of fucking Aleppo, and I said hello to them. On top of it, I have footage of myself saying hello to them right there in the middle of Aleppo at the fresh bomb site. And if you talk to Sarah Flounders or any of the people that with Hands Off Syria or the other creepy, fascist, LaRouche-ist, Putinists that organize this thing, if you talk to any of them, they'll say that it's fake, that my footage is fake. Well, guess what? I also filmed the road into Aleppo. And you can tell by the sunlight that it's the same day. So they're completely fraudulent. It's fine to be against America sending cruise missiles. That's fine. But those people are absolute liars. They weren't there when hundreds of people were killed in Mosul by an airstrike, by an anti-ISIS airstrike. They weren't there when dozens of people were killed at a mosque, when Trump dropped a bomb on a mosque in Syria. They were only there when cruise missiles were launched at an air facility, which was used to drop chemical weapons. And the fact is that I'm sure they probably said something about how the regime didn't carry out this attack. The regime did carry out this attack, and they're not even really trying to deny it. The counter-narratives that they've put out have been completely contradictory. In one breath, they said that the rebels were storing weapons. Did you hear anybody say that the rebels were storing weapons?
At the thing? Nobody said anything about that. All that was
okay. Well, the Hands Off Syria and their friends put out information saying, like Al-Masdar News and Russia Today, put out information claiming that there was a chemical weapons storage facility that was being used by rebels that was blown up in an airstrike, right? Mm-hmm. But those same outlets claimed that there was no airstrike at all, and they also claimed that the videos of the people don't show signs of chemical weapons exposure. So
nobody said anything like that at the event that I was at. Nobody
said. But what I'm saying is that's the fake news that that organization is promoting.
Yeah, hands off. Okay, this news that all that was really talked about there was like how ridiculous it is that America is involving themselves again in these things, and how like Donald Trump is claiming it's about children, and but like how ridiculous it is that like he doesn't even care about the children here. It was more like that narrative.
Well, I mean, he's still an asshole. But I wish those people would come protest next week when another bomb's going to fall and another bomb's going to fall, because all they care about is protecting the Assad regime, people that organize this.
Well, then, but those were not the people those were not the people that were speaking there. Those were not the people that were necessarily speaking there. One of the people you mentioned to me did speak there, but they didn't say anything about any of these lies or anything that you're talking about. But they did talk about.
You should know who she is, though. You should know who she is.
Okay.
She's somebody that personally met with Bashar al-Assad. Of Syria, mm-hmm. Personally went out of her way to meet with the fucking dictator. If you speak to them, if you pull them aside and get an idea of what they actually believe, they believe crazy bullshit that's contradictory bullshit. And also, this element of the left, quote-unquote left, has been sucking up to sort of the alt-right for years over Syria. Because the thing about the alt-right and this segment of the left is that they both have a big hard-on for Assad. They really like Assad.
I didn't get that vibe from anybody there.
I know, because it's an event. But I'm telling you, if you meet with any of them personally, okay, here's another one. Sarah Flounders, this will give you an idea of how much they care about Syrians, which they don't. Sarah Flounders met with Bashar al-Assad, right? The dictator mm-hmm. that carried out this chemical attack. She also staged demonstrations against the fucking rescuers, the people that I went into Aleppo to visit under mm-hmm. fire. You know, I'm not saying that there was like a guy launching an RPG in my face, but the point is it's a dangerous road into Aleppo where you can get shot at,
mm-hmm.
right? And I went in there and I visited them and I saw them doing their work, dealing with the dangers that face the civilian population. And these people have explicitly sided with the regime that has targeted these rescue workers. And they say that what's coming out of Aleppo is lies, even though they've never been to the rebel-controlled areas. I've been to the rebel-controlled areas. I've been with the White Helmets in mm-hmm. East Aleppo. I filmed it. I filmed the road in. They can't offer any proof for the crap they're going to feed you.
Okay, well, these are
Here's another thing. Here's another example.
Okay.
Another example. They staged a demonstration against these rescue workers in Grand Central Station with another person named Taryn Fivek. Taryn Fivek is part of this circle of people. She ran a blog. She used to work for the UN, right? And ran a blog that was denying that there was any starvation whatsoever in the city of Madaya in Syria.
Are you sure?
Which has suffered terrible... 100%. Absolutely. It's in the press. She admits that she was doxxed. Her name is Taryn Fivek. She ran a blog under the pseudonym of Emma Quadrangle. And she was outed. She was doxxed. And she admits that she was doxxed and that it was her. So she was running a fake website that was promoting fake news that starvation was not taking place in a city that faces starvation. They're bullshit artists. A person's allowed to be against intervention, that's fine. But those people specifically have an agenda.
But why do you think they're doing that?
Because they're Assadists. They have an authoritarian leftist view of the world, and they like a lot of the Arab dictatorships because they see them as being against Israel, even though they will never lift a finger to actually fight against the occupation.
They
see them as...
I mean, I'm against Israel, and I'm definitely very far left, and I don't know how I feel about interventionists.
Ditto.
But, like, I mean, I feel like I do think it's – I think that the United States, in a big way, maybe not some of these white helmets that you're talking about. Those people sound different. But, like, the United States, like, invading or out of these missile strikes or whatever, it sounds to
sure.
me like it's
but
not really about helping. It's not really about helping.
I agree. Plus, Trump doesn't change in my mind. I'm for missile strikes on the bases. Because they launched a chemical attack from that base, the base should get hit. That's just how I see it. But Trump's an asshole, and he just used Hillary Clinton's plan anyways. This was Hillary Clinton's plan.
Yeah,
to just use cruise missiles.
It was an excuse. It sounds like an excuse to me.
Yeah, and it's the same way that towards the end of the war, the Nazis started turning on each other, you know? So I don't see Trump any differently than I see Assad. They're all part of the same cancer. And just because they're turning on each other when it looks like the world is starting to look a little different, you know? Like, oh, it's starting to look like these authoritarian systems don't really work. It's starting to look like if you use might for right, you're going to get caught at the very least and you'll be exposed. So what's he going to do? It's living proof that the system that Assad represents is unsustainable. Even his strongest apologist had to turn on him.
So you really think that these socialist people are like hardline, like want to destroy or like want, they agree with Assad? You don't think they're for, but there was other.
Not maybe. Some of them don't. I'm sure. Because I know a couple people that went. Sorry.
Because there were other people at this protest that were like, you know, they're like Americans for the Kurds and stuff. You know, people trying.
Sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of different people there. There was a lot of different people talking about all this stuff.
Some of that stuff's all right. You know, like the Kurdistan is a really important cause. And I think that it's a lot of the time people that oppose Assad forget the importance of the Kurdish cause. And that's something that we shouldn't do. But also there's a lot of bullshit on all sides because Kurdistan is a very important cause because Kurdish people are oppressed and don't have any indigenous rights whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, a lot of Brooklyn socialists go out there and they fight against ISIS with air support from the CIA. And they're like, yeah, we're out fighting imperialism. And I'm like, no, you're fighting ISIS, which is fine. Go ahead, go fight ISIS. But you're not fighting imperialism. Like, don't have a little socialist fantasy about it. Just it's a worthy fight, but don't pretend that it's something it isn't. And a lot of people there are pretenders.
Okay, but you don't think that what America is doing is imperialist, or what America has done, not necessarily in Syria, but in the Middle East in general, is pretty imperialist. And I mean, that's what I really got from that protest. I think there were a lot of different groups there, like this Hands Off Syria. These people, like, I'm sure they were there and they organized it, but there were so many different people from different organizations speaking. There were people from like Shut It Down, which is a Black Lives Matter group. There was
a bummer.
There was. What do you mean?
I'm disappointed there because in the bigger picture, this isn't really. You should be protesting the strikes that kill civilians. This only killed military personnel.
No, I agree that that was also said there. There was a lot of people there going, why is there an outrage now that, you know, it could possibly affect America? You know, why wasn't there an outrage last week when this thing happened? Why wasn't there an outrage this time? Why wasn't there an outrage when all these people were killed in this other place in the Middle East? Why wasn't there an outrage?
That's a great point. That whoever said that is somebody that I feel like
there was a lot of people talking like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just because they organized this thing doesn't mean that there weren't people there who weren't there for like the real reasons, you know. Like
I believe it, but I'm saying is this is World War II and this is World War III, and these are people that are like balls deep with like the Nazis, in my view. Those specific individuals is my point. So I don't want to be anywhere within a mile of them. Like I understand the concept of against a further escalation.
I'm not gonna name names to not endanger anything, but I know some of the people you're talking about, and I know that they actively fight against white supremacy. So it's kind of like I'm a little bit confused right now. No, but I'm saying like, how could someone be a Nazi and fight against white supremacy? How can it be both? Do you think they're trying to like masquerade as one thing, or they have cognitive dissonance in themselves? Like, what do you think?
B, I think it's the second. The latter. I think you could be very confused because it's easy. If you haven't actually, they do believe that the white helmets are just faking it. But I'm sorry, I can't believe that because I've fucking been in the city when big ass bombs and missiles have fallen on it and shaken the ground and sent plumes of smoke up and civilians running. Like, I'm sorry, the war is fucking real. And their entire raison d'etre, so to speak, is that they want to say that somehow the atrocities that are committed by Russia and the regime are exaggerated. And that's fucking bullshit.
They want to say that because they want to say that like it's all America's fault, and I don't think that
it's all America's fault. It's partially, largely our fault, and the people we've supported on the inside have not been great. Honestly, they've not been good people, but that doesn't change the fact that the overwhelming majority of civilians are killed by the big ass fucking bombs that the government's dropping.
I mean, anybody
on
who thinks that Russia doesn't do crazy shit is like insane. The fact that Pussy Riot's in jail should tell you how crazy Russia is. You know how crazy Putin is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I hear. So I want to know this: like, what do you think, though? Like, do you think that America should be getting involved with Syria? Like, what do you think? Do you think that
I actually think we should be less involved. But here's what's ironic: is that doing what Trump did, which for the record was Hillary Clinton's plan, right?
Yeah, I know. They're the same.
It's less involved. It's less involved. There were over 100 civilians killed in Mosul last month. There was. Dozens killed in Idlib province when a bomb hit a mosque. That was in the anti-ISIS, anti-Al-Qaeda fight. But in the anti-Assad fight, four or so, I don't know the exact number, but a very small number of military personnel get killed after their airbase was used to gas civilians. And that's what causes the protest? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's actually less involvement. Like, taking out an airbase is less involvement than hunting guys all over the fucking place inside the country, which is what we've been doing under Obama and what we were already doing under Trump. So I don't know.
Wait, so you think that... Wait, I'm sorry, I just got confused. So
I think hitting Assad is not really an escalation. Because it didn't kill any civilians. Zero civilians were killed.
Mm-hmm. But does he even care about his civilians?
No, of course not.
He doesn't care about his civilians.
But my point is that in terms of... Like, if I'm going to protest things, I would much rather protest the giant bomb that blew up an air shelter full of civilians in Mosul than I would protest a retaliatory strike against an airbase.
Yeah, now, we Trump definitely need to be protesting more of those things.
Like, please, if you're at both, then good. But just you have to be at both.
Yeah, you have to be
really,
at
really,
both.
Really, really, really. And you have to call those people out who are liars, because they'll say Russia's not really blowing up things. You know, the white helmets are all liars. And I'm sorry. You know, nobody's perfect. Human beings in wars are imperfect, but they haven't been to East Aleppo and they haven't seen the white helmets work. I have.
Yeah, I believe you that people say shit like that, but I've never seen anyone say that.
Every one of them says they're all completely full of shit. They're living in the wrong world. It was as if, like, imagine if World War II was going on. They were like, nah.
They're like Holocaust deniers.
And some of them do hang out with Holocaust deniers, like the Ry Dawson show. A lot of people from that crowd went on the Ry Dawson podcast, and he's a Holocaust denier.
That's
so literally,
fucked up.
Anybody,
see, that's how I feel. I mean, I don't feel, I'm Jewish, so I feel like this intense, like, anger towards the way people are treating people from Islamic backgrounds right now.
Word, as well you should, yeah.
I feel like there's some parallels there. Are you using a microwave?
I am. How does it?
I heard a beep. No, I'm so into that. I love that when it's just so real. It's like, oh yeah, we're just talking about Syria in America with our microwaves and our cell phones.
Oh, and also another point that these people like to dwell on is they'll try and give you the impression that having a negative view of the Assad regime is taking the easy way out, right? Or portraying the bad shit that the Assad regime does is taking the easy way out. That's bullshit. The Assad regime basically banned foreign journalists from the entire country starting in 2011. So the only way we could actually gain access to Syria was to go in illegally with the opposition,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was dangerous. They throw you in jail for, 10 years if you do that.
Yeah, like, that's fascism.
The regime will kidnap you for even entering the country without their consent. They will kidnap you, and they've done it. So imagine that. So being accused of saying that having reported the story from inside Syria that the regime didn't want us to tell is somehow being lazy or being cowardly or taking the easy way out, fucking bullshit. And the majority of us that did that are freelancers, so we don't get paid the big bucks anyways. If you want to say that it's about big money, take it up with Dan Rather. We don't see any money.
That sounds like – it sounds like some crazy, like, weird statist communist socialist thing. Because, like, in my head, like, most of the communists and socialists that I have a tendency to be around – I'm an anarchist, but they have a tendency to not –
Yeah, I'm more on that side.
Yeah, they want, like, not state-monitored stuff. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, these people are, like – it sounds like they want –
They're statist.
Like, straight
they're
up,
statist.
They want straight up, like, fascist communism, which is, like, exactly –
Yeah, they're statists.
Which is exactly what I'm trying to get people to not think communism is, because
exactly,
I know that
exactly.
Communism can be, like, sort of like an anarcho-communism or a communism that's managed by the people, which is, like, where we'd have sort of, like, an anarcho-syndicalist kind of thing where, like, instead of there, like, a state being separate, or you can't be a career politician. Like, your participation in organization of society would be, like, you represent your group of workers if you've been selected, like, from the bottom up kind of such thing.
I mean, I don't know if I believe in it that specifically, but I do. I'm more of a bottom up type of
something
leftist.
Like that. I mean, that's just like, I play with this concept all the time in my head, like, how would bottom up look? And I think that, like, if we're gonna have any kind of state, I don't know if I'd even call it a state, because I'd rather it be managed by the actual workers, like those who work the land own it, that kind of situation. And it sounds like those people, like, I understand how people get into those communist mindsets, because they're like, oh, if everyone just had enough and everybody could just deal with it, like, everybody should just grow up.
Yeah, but they're not even that. If they really believe that, they donate a bunch of money to help kids in the refugee camps get shoes.
Or they'd go and they try to bring food and distribute it. Maybe they is do the
right.
And the white Which, the do the white helmets, like, distribute food and all that stuff?
Well, they rescue, but yeah, I mean, exactly. And also, like, it's, I don't know, but the point is they are full of shit, and we can prove they're full of shit. And a lot of these people will avoid debate with people that know the specifics. Because, like, yes, it's true. Generally speaking, U.S. imperialism is fucking... Well, no, that's right. Not generally. Completely U.S. imperialism is bad. But generally speaking, U.S. Role in the Middle East is very negative. I mean, you have Yemen, you have Bahrain, you have all these countries that America is helping to oppress actively, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing
but
that
doesn't mean that everything is our fault.
Yeah, not everything's our fault, but, like, I feel like it's really fucked up that America cannot own up to its role in the Middle East. Like, some of this, like, screaming terrorism all the time, like, I wonder if it's, like, a weird psychological projection of being, like we just fucked up shit over there.
Also, if you're really afraid of terrorism and you live here, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, because, like, we have
it better. If you've lost a friend, sure. You know, if you've lost a friend or, like, a relative... Or you're, like, from a very specific minority that's persecuted by, like, Islamic fundamentalists or something like that. Like, sure, I get it, you know. But, like, if you're just Joe Schmo, like, you don't really have a right to be afraid. And if you are an asshole. Like, you're not just, like, a concerned citizen. And I hate hearing – it drives me crazy hearing that. Oh, well, you guys don't understand that, you know, out here in fucking Arkansas, like, it's an ISIS hellstorm. Like, I know you guys – I know all you pussies in New York, like, who happen to be the only people that ever get hit by terrorism in the country, but whatever. You know, all you fucking idiots out there have no idea what it's like to be out in Kansas or Utah.
Be out in Kansas really... on the farm out with Roswell with the aliens.
ISIS fucking
down
hates
it.
Farm, dude. They have flying saucer and they hate farms. So
ISIS hates farms, and really they're the aliens. You know, the reptilians are going to come down because they're really the Jews.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And it's all wrapped up in a weirdo anti-Semitism.
Oh, it's all that reptilian shit is anti-Semitic, and that's why...
You know how you can tell the difference between the fake leftists and the real leftists?
How?
Real leftists will talk to you about how the occupation of Palestine has to end, and how there should be, like, equality for Israelis and Palestinians. Bullshit leftists will talk to you about, like, the Rothschilds and the Zionist conspiracy.
Oh my God, oh my God,
oh
my God. Like, we were talking about this was happening at the protest. There was all these
I told you.
People were not actually talking about the Rothschilds there. I'm talking about
okay,
on the outside.
Well,
no, most of the people there, I will tell you, whoever organized it, but there was a ton of, like, Islamic youth groups and stuff, like, talking about justice for Palestine, justice for Yemen. There was a lot of that. That was going
sure.
on. There was somebody from the Philippines talking about justice for Philippines. You know, I mean, you know, that's not the Middle East, but you know what I'm talking about. Just, like, there was a lot of different perspectives there. And, like, you know, it sounds like people who organized it, that sounds sketchy, sketchy, sketchy. But the people who were talking there definitely had some perspective that I'll be playing later in the show. By the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm talking to Patrick Hillsman, who has that is a show called The Apocalypse. And when is your show again?
Friday at 2 p.m.
So you should tune into that. Patrick obviously has a ton of knowledge from about actual on the ground serious stuff, so you should listen to that. But what are we talking about? We're talking about the Rothschild stuff. Oh yeah. So, but the Revolutionary Communist Party. Those people.
Oh boy.
Those people are weird. Those people are
really
weird. Those, like, Bob Avakian people, they're culty leftists. Like, somebody made a joke on Facebook, like, after this. They were like, yeah, I'm not going to go to protests anymore to avoid culty leftists. And I was like, you talking about me? And they were like, no, the Revolutionary Communist Party. One of these people.
Yeah, yeah, your only cult is What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, because that's totally a cult. My show's just about getting good. My show's just about good questions. Like, what I have in my notes now is, like, why can't America never own up to their role in the Middle East? You know, just, like, questions. That's all my shows. That's not a cult. But I'm culty in the sense that I have a tendency to, like, prefer anarchists. I guess that's culty to some people.
I don't think that's culty. I think that's the opposite, actually.
I know, but it's kind of funny because I'm like, I want to walk with the guy who's holding the anarchist flag.
Well, you know, I do like anarchy.
Me too.
It is kind of the closest to
freedom and equality at the same time.
Well, okay, listen, this is another lesson from this airstrike against the side, actually, okay?
Okay.
It sort of, like, favors an anarchist perspective because his position as an authoritarian, right? Like, Assad's viewpoint is basically, I will rule Syria forever and I'll make sure that no political Islam happens here. That's his sales pitch to the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I will be, like, the light of the people and I will guide everyone through the brutal fist of a dictator to enlightenment. That's more or less their pitch. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That pitch is such bullshit and is so fucking unsustainable that the person who bought it the most, Donald Trump, had to turn on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person who was the most caught up in that security versus freedom bullshit argument that every tin pot dictator uses, the candidate in America that was the most caught up in that bullshit ended up turning on him because it's just so unsustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can't rule a country forever. I mean, and I, there's no fascism. No you fascism. Can't. Fascism's fucked up. And that, and,
You have to just fight, and you have to fight every authoritarian structure simultaneously. I mean,
yeah. Oh, but I wanted to tell you, about the Revolutionary Communist Party. One of the people, like, so this girl, I'll be playing some stuff about that later, got, like, arrested. One of the girls, like, this young Muslim woman, and the police were, like, fucking with her headscarf, and I, like, fucking freaked out. I could not handle it.
Oh, wow,
that's
fucked.
Yeah, but then this Revolutionary Communist Party lady starts doing this, like, mic check, and she's like, everybody join me, and she lists literally, like, every religion and every political view other than Jew. She was like, if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim. And I was like, if you're a Jew. I know.
Of course, like, Jews not welcome, right?
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah. It's like, what is this shit? Like, I know. Yes, I know what you're talking about. The culty leftists, the people.
Trust
who
me, on the other side, it's not like that. That's what I'm saying. And there's so many militantly pro-Palestinian events I can go to where if anybody was, like, rude to a Jewish person, they'd be like, please get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's not about being a Jew.
Whereas those
it's about
wacky leftists tolerate a lot of anti-Semitism.
I bet they do. I mean, you know, like, especially what's that place? The Commons. You know that place, the Commons in Brooklyn Heights.
No, actually, it sounds fucking familiar for some reason.
There was a lot of protest there because one of the women there was one of those leftists who was sort of anti-Semitic and was having people talk shit about, like, Zionism, and then there's a group, and one of my friends was protesting with them. But there is a group called If Not Now, which is like an anti.
Yeah, I know, If Not Now.
Yeah, I'm trying to get involved with them because I'm a rad Jew. Yeah, If Not Now is a rad Jew group.
I've run deep with If Not Now forever. I'm not Jewish, but, like,
whatever.
One of my best friends is a prominent Israeli leftist.
That's fucking
and
awesome.
I had nothing better to do, so.
Nothing better to do than hang out with the rad Jews.
Nothing better to do than hang out with the radical left of Israel.
Hey, man, you don't know what it's like to be afraid of the radical Jews out here in Kansas.
Yeah.
0.2% of the population is Jewish.
Oh, God, George Soros.
Oh, my God, the Jews. Oh, my, they want to talk to me about Moses. Wait, did you just get disconnected?
I'm not disconnected. I'm here.
Oh, I thought something happened. Okay, but I gotta cover some of this protest stuff. I'm gonna play some of these speeches, and now you've given me a whole new perspective where I'm gonna be keeping an eye out for some of that shit, and I'll call it out.
That doesn't mean no one will say anything that's relevant.
Oh, of course not. I mean, there were like I said, there was like a bunch of student groups and shit. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but if they're not gonna protest against the regime, they're full of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the first thing that that's the first speech that I'm playing. It's gonna be like, people are upset with the delay of the outcry and da da da. Like, why now suddenly with Trump? You know, Obama did this and that. You know, so So it's gonna be there. And then why no outcry about Israel? You know, there's a lot of that stuff. Okay, so if there's anything else you want to add, I'm gonna let you go.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. I think I got my 2 cents.
I want to say thank you so much, Patrick. Again, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Check out the Apocalypse at 2 p.m. on Fridays.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, cheers.
Bye. All right, so that I just found out some really crazy shit. So let's take a little breather for a minute, and we're going to play a speech by Wendell the Garbage Man. Not a speech, an interview I did with Wendell the Garbage Man. And Wendell the Garbage Man is famous, Union Square famous, from Normal Bob Smith, who's this guy who I've known since I was like a teenager, who used to sit in Union Square, and he would film like almost like a reality show of Union Square. And Wendell's this guy, he walks around in this amazing costume. If you look at the ad for this episode, he is he's in it. He's in the picture with me, and I gave him a piece of chocolate and $3 to give me this interview because, you know, he's homeless, but he wears these amazing, amazing, fucking amazing clothes. So here's what Wendell has to say about Syria. Hey Wendell, I want to know what you think of what's going on right here with the Syria stuff.
America can't mind their own business. That's what I think. You know, we have enough problems right here in New York to worry about. I mean, when they start doing stuff outside the country, and then they ignore the simple qualities of housing people here, I think it's hypocritical.
Yeah, I agree.
Syria needs help, too. Syria needs help bad.
Yeah, and what they don't need is bombs.
They don't need bombs. I didn't invent bombs. I don't make bombs. I make clothes. But it's not going to change. It's not going to change because the weaponry and the nuclear power, they're freaking power hungry. Everybody's power hungry, including me.
What are you power hungry for?
I'm power hungry for an apartment. I'm power hungry for fashion. I'm power hungry for peace.
But would you kill someone?
Would I kill someone?
Would you kill someone just for some money?
Would I kill someone to wear my clothes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, would you kill someone just so you could be rich?
No, because then I'm taking away their life potential when the goal is to achieve all life potentials to the highest. How are you going to achieve your life potential to the highest when you're taking out a damn 12-year-old? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The 12-year-old deserves to live just as much as anybody else.
For sure.
The 12-year-old may grow up to be me. And that would be...
That'd be awesome. You've had the best clothes for fucking years.
Yeah, but it's not only about the clothes.
Of course it's not. You have something to say.
It's about the peace that the inner clothes bring, that the outer clothes bring. Now, in this country, we're eating good. We're so-called living. We're sleeping. We take a sink and a tub for granted. We take these things for granted.
We definitely do.
We take a toilet for granted. We take so many things for granted that when it happens to other countries, you know, hey, let's rush to their help. But there's some people here who don't have a toilet, a sink, a bathtub, a kitchen, and not a closed name.
Yeah. But you don't have the murder go?
I don't have the international backup I need to make myself a success in the city. That's what I need. That's what I need.
So we need to find Wendell a house. That interview got really sad, but I do enjoy what he was saying about people just not taking care of the people here. So let's play a speech from the protest. Here we go.
People, where was this moral outrage when they bombed an apartment building in Raqqa and killed 100 people?
Yeah, where was it?
What was the thousands of other people who have been killed by American bombs in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Somalia?
Peter.
For the past decade. Where was this outrage when Israel killed 2,000 Palestinians in 2014? Who is there to intervene and protect the people when America ravages countries all over the globe? From Syria to Palestine to Afghanistan to the Philippines. It is clear that American and Russian bombs will not save the Syrian people. The same government that destabilized the region in the first place now has the gall to claim that they are the ones with the answers. And their answers are bombs, are sanctions, are proxy armies, are blockades. True solidarity with the Syrian people means respecting their will to live and self-determine their future. Free from the heavy boots of rich and powerful nations that claims the act of defense of humanity. We will not be gripped by the Secretary of State ExxonMobil. The president says that we are defending freedom in Syria. But who is freedom? And the freedom to do what? When we say hands off Syria, we mean all hands off Syria.
So yeah, so interesting. And when now with this new information, I wonder if they're from Hands Off Syria. I'm very confused about all these different organizations and different people and leftists and stuff. But I really hear what they're saying. Like, why is there no outrage about the other thing, about Syria, about other things in Syria and the Middle East? And like, why is no one outraged about Israel? I'm very frustrated with Jews who think this kind of colonialism is okay. Like, I'm a Jew and I love Jews and I believe in Tikkun Olam, which means to repair the world. But I sometimes feel like Israel was just placed in the Middle East, or they were put in the Middle East so that the Western world would have more of a stance there. So it's very frustrating to me, and I just wonder how we can resist. And I keep wondering, like, could we just stop paying taxes? Could we start a new government? Could we, like, pay no federal taxes? It's hard because they take it right out of our checks, so we can't really do it. But the news is that New York City just became, you know, free for SUNYs and CUNYs for if you make $100,000 a year. So I'm wondering, like, is this because there's going to be less federal funding from the government? Are we going to have more state money if there's less federal funding from the government? Or is the federal funding from the government just going to go to the military? See, if we had federal funding for a military that it was like a protection thing, if it was like for a protection thing just in case something happened, I would kind of be okay if the state was just that and they had no control otherwise and it was just there in case we were attacked and the rest went to the state so the states could do whatever they wanted. Like New York could just decide that we were going to have universal health care. But like, see, so it would be fucking awesome in New York where everybody's pretty liberal. And, you know, I have issues with a lot of white liberals, but, you know, it'd be still pretty left. But it looks like the nationalists will get what they want in a sense. And so I agree with that in a sense because I like smaller government, but I don't like the idea of that money in like Texas or in the South going towards like abstinence only education and not funding school lunches and like only funding maybe like religious schools. So it's hard to get a secular education. And by the way, school lunches were started by the Black Panthers, and you should really know that. And they would overfund the police down there. And then certain states would just fund racist shit like prisons and stuff. And I'm just not okay with that. I'm not okay with the funding going towards that for other people. So I feel very confused about the tax stuff. Again, I don't like money, if you know me. All right. So this is somebody I was talking to said that they believe some weird things, but I thought their speech was great.
Colin John, Samadu.
Yeah.
Syria!
Hands off Syria!
Hands off Syria!
Hands off Syria!
Just because we're chanting that doesn't mean it's the organization.
Hands off Syria!
Hands off Syria!
Hands off Syria!
Hands off Syria! Off Syria! U.S. out of Syria! Out of the Middle East! Out of the endless war! Wars for profit! Wars again and again based on lies! There's not one U.S. war that hasn't been based on wild, baseless propaganda.
I mean,
total lies.
I'm sure there are lies about Syria, but here she is talking about the lies. Here's the lies. Okay, I hear what Patrick was saying.
The media that whips it up in the most racist form that it possibly can.
They do make it racist. That's real.
Day after day, after the war is over, then whips. They tell you, hey, it was a lie. It was a mistake. We didn't know. Let's think back to incubator babies in Kuwait in the 1991 destruction of Iraq. Or how about the weapons of mass destruction when they bombed
I really hear what she's talking about, though, about like people. I feel like it's like every couple years or so we just lie about, we talk about somewhere else in the Middle East and we have to invade them, we have to attack them, and it's like, it seems for economic power in the U.S.
The way back to remember the Maine, remember that? It doesn't matter which war, every U.S. war is a war for profit, it's a war for domination, and it's a war based on lies. And it's a war based on destruction there and destruction right here of cities and homes here and total destruction in Syria. I want to tell you, I've traveled to Syria and I've seen what they did to the most modern, secular, and developed country of the Arab world. That once had the highest educational levels, just like Libya had the highest standard of living in Africa. And today,
man, so much activist drama. I don't know what to think of what she's saying now.
That's what they do when they target the infrastructure, the electricity, when they bomb the hospitals, when they destroy every means of modern communication, when they destroy the water and the sewage, the sanitation. What it means for the people left below aren't those who just die from the bombs. It's those who die from disease and shortages and famine.
So this isn't all the U.S. fault. But we do wage war. We do causes. I mean, that in Syria, it sounds like it's Assad and all of it. It's all of this shit.
Was protecting lives in Syria?
No!
But I don't think that Trump wanted to protect any lives in Syria. I don't think that. See, I think that Donald Trump... See, my father was saying yesterday, he was comparing Assad to Trump. And, like, I'm sure Assad is, like, worse in a more immediate sense. But Trump's trying to take away health care. He's trying to take away school lunches. He's fucking with his people, too. It's just slower. So it's just... It's like all these fascists are bad. Fuck fascism. Fuck fascism. That's what it really comes down to. And I keep thinking about these culty leftists. So let's play this weird ass revolution. Oh, actually, first I'm gonna play you a recording about a street arrest. There was a woman who was arrested there for walking in the street. Here we go.
Under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct, a violation of New York State penal law.
It was Nardine, right?
It was absolutely disgusting. They arrested an organizer, arrested two organizers, and one of them had a head cover, like a head, like a religious head covering, and it was ripped off her head and put it back, and they literally, like, got all on top of her, like 40 cops. They were literally harassing her, and one person was bleeding.
Yeah.
They violently arrested these people, and I'm going to play you my reaction to this a little later, my angry rant about it. Here we go. Wait, it's not playing. Why isn't it playing? Here we go.
I just want to express my anger that the NYPD decided to arrest a Muslim woman and then play with the religious covering on her head and fucking just tossle it around on her head. Just tossle it around on her head like it isn't what it is to her, and just take away her fucking beliefs and take away her fucking freedom. Fuck them. Fuck them. But I just can't explain to you that the way that their hands played with it. The entitlement. No Muslim man,
no Muslim man, no. Yeah, I can't get the image out of my head of her being surrounded by all these cops and this one little one in the back reaching over and fucking with the thing on her head. And I'm so tired of, like, white liberals or people just being, like, always, like, just thinking that the cops have, like, an excuse, that the cops have the right thing in mind. Like, I told my mother about this. I love you, Mom. But my mother was like, well, how do you know that they weren't trying to, like, why do you sure? How far away was it? And it's like, that's exactly why we need to film the cops. Because I was also telling them, I was like, oh, we need to film the cops. If the cops weren't doing anything wrong, they wouldn't want to be filmed. My mother was like, well, if I'm face painting and they're filming me, I don't want them to film me. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, yes, but you're not a public fucking servant. And, like, and you don't always get believed first. If I was face painting at a party and I was nasty to a kid, they would probably believe the kid before they believe me. If a cop messes with a person in our society and this person says this cop did this and this and this, we give the cop the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I don't, but a lot of people, the general public does. So that's exactly why we need to film the police. And if anybody has any footage of this, of the fucking little short little bitch of a cop playing with her headscarf, please send it around. Please post it on the internet, because it was ridiculously offensive, and it was, and I'm sure it was offensive to her more than it was to me, but I was fucking livid, and I don't even know how to express how angry it makes me that the cop did that, like this racist little fucking cop. So I'm gonna play you, I'm gonna do, bring a little lightheartedness back. Well, here's my song while following the anarchist flag at the protest. Why isn't this working? Ah, man, I'm so bad at technology. Again, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can donate to Radio Free Brooklyn at patreon.com/Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a community freeform radio, and that's why I can say fuck on the radio, and that's why I can talk about all this stuff on here. Nobody's censoring me. I don't get paid. And if you want to join the Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter, you can sign up on our website. And yeah, it's a fucking kick-ass newsletter. I'm going to be talking about some really great performance artists that are going to be coming on my show next season starting in May. All right, so here's me following the anarchist flag. Follow the anarchist flag. Follow the anarchist flag. Follow the anarchist flag. Follow the anarchist flag through the streets. Follow the flag that shuts down the streets. Follow the anarchist flag.
Yo, follow the black cloth flag.
Follow the black cloth flag, yo.
But, I mean, we probably shouldn't follow anything because we're anarchists. So now we're gonna give a little bit of a phone call. Let's see if we can reach one of my comrades. I don't know what name they want to go by today. Let's try this. Let's see if it goes through. But Yeah. Again, if you listen to What Would Save the World, if you ever want to, feel free to email me at toque@radiofreebrooklyn.com and you can come on the show, or you can also follow the show on Twitter, the number 2, like the symbol, KEDALOW, and you can get in arguments with me. I'll be asking questions about this on the internet. So I don't know if this person's gonna answer me. So let's talk about these like weird culty leftists who don't like Jews. So after this woman was arrested, this Revolutionary Communist Party lady starts doing this mite check, and I'm like, this is awesome. And then she does this weird.
It was really
thing.
Ugly.
Here we go.
It was really ugly.
It was really ugly.
It was really ugly.
It was really ugly.
What the NYPD?
Justice.
Violating our rights.
Here's where she goes quietly anti-Semitic.
They are terrorizing immigrants!
They are terrorizing immigrants!
Oh my god, this is the cultiest shit ever.
I actually don't agree with this. I mean, I think you should learn about revolutionary communism, but I really think you should look up anarcho-communism. I think it can be a decision for yourself, isn't it? Really comes down to it. A lot of the shirt really looks the same. But anyway, I want to stand with you.
You're a Christian.
You're a Christian.
Or a Muslim.
Or a Buddhist.
Or a Buddhist.
Or a Hindu.
Or a Hindu.
Or an atheist.
And I'm just waiting for her to say Jew.
If you're an anarchist.
She said Jew.
You don't have a label.
If you don't have a label.
She said Jew.
If you're a Jew. We stand together.
To drive out Trump and Pence.
She's talking about
Trump. Refusefascism.org.
Refusefascism.org.
Yeah, how can you talk about the Holocaust and not talk about fucking Jews? You mentioned literally every other group.
Come together.
You can't, how do you mention Hitler and you don't mention Jews for 1 second? Like, what the fuck? Like, I understand it wasn't all Jews, but like, you Sam. I understand if you're like not Jew. You don't have to put Jews first. You don't have to put Jews first. I understand a lot of people were killed during the Holocaust, but don't fucking mention Hitler and then not talk about the Jews at all.
Yeah, that shit pissed me the fuck off. So let's play out. So what would save the world? Today's episode was supposed to be, how do we get the fuck out of the Middle East? It actually kind of became like, how do we deal with culty leftists? Oh, let's play a culty leftist right now. Let's play a fucking culty leftist if I can find my shit right now. There was this fucking guy running around screaming about, just screaming this over and over and over. Here we go. Just over and over and over.
9/11. Chemical attack staged by Israel. 9/11 was done by Israel.
9/11 was done by Israel.
Muslim countries.
Israel did 9/11.
Israel did 9/11.
The chemical attack. Israel did 9/11.
And then I went up to him and I was like, "How do you? So, okay, yes, I understand that. Like Israel, the people, the state of Israel, you know, colonized Palestine. But right now, you're colonizing this action. There's like, you know, people making speeches." And he goes, "Anyway, thank you so much for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Let's play out with a song by Prince Akeem. This is called Hood Cry Love. Here we go.
As I wrote this, I try to stay focused and let all my emotions flow. When I see you in my presence, walking with another man, I understand that I really left a blessing. I left that when we used to kiss, your sexy bottom lip. We had that connection. I always have a different dream for the reason that we broke up. Your love was so fake as hell. I woke up with a new vision that I had to be alone. I moved out, no more tears left behind. So now that I really get to design my own life, I hold tight, close fist, no more strikers. I'm not here to waste time. This baseline, way better than you in your FaceTime. You could go cry like you always did anyways. Even in my worst days, sister Mary say, oh happy days, oh happy days, oh happy days.
Love is something I don't know. Maybe we have to show. Reach me when I let go. Let's fix
let's
it.
Let's go. I cry love, you cry love, we cry love, the hood cry love. I cry love, you cry love, we cry love, the hood cry love. Never thought it would be you. Never thought you would ever leave me. Until I read your letter, it was that easy. You put something in my mind that I could remember. You in the platter of the night, great pretender. I really thought you were my earth angel, my penguin, my Kelly sent you. Never did I think that this would happen. Never did great the love I gave you, wrapped in aluminum foil. You, my heart was passion, my heart with dreams. Now it's cracking, all because of you. Had a different view. Never knew the art of love was so true. You gave me what I had to read between the lines. Middle finger, pressure of time.
Love is something I don't know. Maybe we have to show. Between when I let's go, let's fix
let's
it.
Let's go. I cry love, you cry love, we cry love, the hood cry love. I cry love, you cry love, we cry love, the hood cry love. I'm thinking of a bigger word. That means I'm hit with a bigger mission. I need your love, I need your trust. Special, I wish you gave me something that you never gave me. When we first met, respect is what you never gave me. We weren't close, yeah, remember we were victims of the club. Coach check that we had guns of love. You get a smoke that